This episode of the Energy Stoners Cafe is sponsored by the Black Arts Matter Network, blackartsmatter.net. Welcome to the Energy Stoners Cafe. My name is Toni Quest, and I'm really happy that you're here. I like to interview the most interesting people I can find on the planet. So grab a cup of coffee, sit down, relax, and listen. You're going to find that these guests are so intriguing, you'll wonder why you didn't know about them before. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Energy Stoners Cafe. As usual, I have the best guests that I can find on the planet. Tonight, I have someone that's very special, and very special because, in case you knew or did not know, this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And our guest is sort of involved in endeavors that help victims of domestic violence. And I'm going to ask her some questions about her story as well. And I know that you'll find her very interesting. Her name is Lisa Edwards. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Toni.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on. How are you doing today?
Doing great this fall day. And thank you so much for having us on the show tonight.
No, it's my pleasure because it's something that I find very important. You know, I think it's not unusual for people to know somebody or know of someone that's having problems with regard to domestic violence. Certainly, we see a lot of things in the news, and often it's shoved under the rug. And I think that what I like about what you're doing is you're involved in something that's more about empowerment. Your website, Lifestyle to Independence, is very intriguing to me, and it sounds like it's very helpful. And I just would love if you tell the audience a little bit how you got involved with this and how you're helping women that are involved with domestic violence.
Certainly. How I got involved, Toni, and helping women in this particular area with the three basic necessities in life is because, as you had said, domestic violence is too prevalent and there aren't too many avenues for women to rebuild their lives. So based on my own tumultuous story and the losses that I endured, affordable housing was something that really wasn't available. And even to this day, I think with the economy that's going on is very difficult as well. But succinctly, in the last 2 years, I lost 7 homes, 4 jobs, 2 cars, and my young son when he was 5 and a half on the second time custody battle.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, due to an abusive situation. And so, you know, trying to regain my life and, you know, being able to make enough money and affordability and on top of it, pay child support. Yeah, it was amazing. So it was my quest to get a home of my own and a brand new start. And then it was my desire to be able to help other women somehow go from poverty to prosperity as I have.
Now, you have a background in real estate as well, I understand.
No. I just bought my own home of my own. Actually, this is a second home. When I was married, we had a property. But no, I don't have a background in real estate.
Okay, that's my mistake.
Yeah, I did. There's a home ownership course that a lot of people aren't aware of. And I think that everyone that buys a home should be aware of, you know, the education that they have. So the women that get involved with our program, Lifestyle to Independence and Affordable Housing, that is one of the steps in which we help to introduce them so that they understand and they know exactly how they can afford a home. And then we also connect them through that to the grant programs and many things that they have. That's through a connection that we work with.
And you have a catchphrase, poverty to prosperity.
Yeah, from poverty to prosperity. I say that often. But the one thing we also have, and perhaps I say too many things, but we're in the business of rebuilding lives. And that's what we'd like to continue saying. We're in the business of rebuilding lives. And I guess the other thing, it's shorter and easier, is from poverty to prosperity.
Yeah, and it sounds very positive, you know, and very hopeful.
Thank you. You know, Toni, that's really the area that I want to work in. I don't want to work in sharing my story so much and, you know, all of the downtrodden and the things that had happened in the past were very difficult. I really want to be able to focus and help these women in rebuilding their lives. And I'm so happy to tell you that as of June of 2021, we finally opened our doors to help a few women. And we do have some gals involved right now, and we're very active with them. And I believe the three basic necessities in life are the most important: the affordable housing, food, and clothing. And of course, the women that are involved are not in crisis. They've been able to work through crisis in a program, whatever they went through. And they've also gotten counseling. And, you know, they're in the right mind when they come here. They have to be. I don't have that availability to work with anything with the mental health issues. They have to really be striding towards a full life. And I believe gives them even more hope because they're able to live in a beautiful atmosphere and a pretty home and a great attitude. And I guess we talk about the only class is first class. So we treat our home with love and respect, and it's amazing and immaculate. And that's what I like. That's the atmosphere, and that's what everyone does. So it's really important.
That is important. I imagine that a lot of people don't understand how affordable housing is so relevant to getting out of a situation of domestic violence. I've had friends that have stayed in situations that were unhealthy for them because they were unable to find a place that was equitable to where they were actually living or anything close to it. And so often women become, and I think it happens to men as well, become homeless because of domestic violence.
Yeah, I know that the first two reasons why women or men are not, well, women, I'll say women is what I deal with, but there are men that are abused too. The first two reasons why they don't leave is one, fear of their lives, fear of the lives of their children. And second, it's financial ramifications. So I can't help number one, but I can help number two. And basically, it starts with me, Tony, but I don't want it to end with me. So finding others to collaborate with and expand this is pretty important. And I have made some connections and contacts, and that might be happening. So I'm always trying to evolve something new to help it, you know, along. I don't want to be a one-man show. I'm very happy to tell you that the women that have come here and are here are doing really well. And I'm so happy.
Yeah, I'm happy for them. I'm happy that they found you, because I'm just thinking of people that I know and people that I've known that stay in situations because they can't find affordable housing. So it's better to them to stay in the abusive situation.
The shelter system is for a purpose, but a lot of times it ends up being like a hamster wheel. The people keep going in and come out and go in and come out, and it's going to be because, you know, if there isn't something that is affordable, and, you know, your rents now, including some of your amenities, would be at least $1,400 a month, and who's going to be able to save? So ours is less, you know, half of that, and they get so much for it. We hope to add value to them all the time. Right now, we do have room for one more single woman. We're not able to handle children, because I don't have that capacity. It's something new too. But there are plenty of women out there that do not have their children. But we do have a nice furbished room for one single woman. And if she would like to reach out, please do, either through my phone number or an email, or probably my phone number would be best.
I'd like to think that anybody that's going to call you would be for the best interest. But yes, we'd love to have your phone number.
Sure, and everyone has it, so no one has really misused or abused it. So it is 914-505-5451. And if you're a woman that is single, that has a job, that is looking for affordable housing and to rebuild your lives, here at Lifestyle to Independence, we would love to help you accomplish that.
I think just the fact that you're trying to propel people to independence in itself, you know, I think would be very healing, mentally healing, thinking mental health, because you did mention that you're not a mental health professional, but I think many people know sort of the I'll say the red flags of being in a situation such as someone that's in a domestically violent atmosphere. Certainly it's going to affect your mental health, but I think becoming independent is going to affect it in a positive way. So I really believe what you're doing as well is extremely helpful. I noticed also that you, and I think we talked about this, you're involved in working, you're starting to work with artists on some tiles. I saw something about that on your one of your websites. Could you tell the audience a little bit about that? Because it just looks really intriguing.
Well, it's the Tiles for Hope initiative, and I created it. And with all of the obstacles that we've had to overcome, and you know, our book came out and other things, we're still in the midst of now trying to work with it and promote it. You know, we were looking to try to help the women also to bring in additional income. But of course, even maybe working with some artists that are always somewhat struggling, and a lot of them have gone through some of these issues themselves. I'm happy to bring this to the community and see what we can do with it. With our Tiles for Hope initiative and campaign, really need to focus on the marketing and reaching out. There's a lot more details with it, Tony, and I'm looking to collaborate with nonprofit organizations that are in line with our mission type of thing and helping others to regain their lives. And hopefully we might be able to, with that process, work maybe a raffle program with them. Something where they can use it on the internet system, where it can go across the country. Because Federal Express, the engineering department, got a hold of what we were doing, and they said, we would love to help you come up with affordable packaging. And that was something I did for like 7 months, trying to find something that was affordable. And then they took our product, we worked on getting it down to them, and the engineering department worked on it with me, and we were able to pass their test. And now we have a guarantee across the country so that we can end up shipping it across the country.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. With FedEx.
Yeah, so FedEx. And of course, we pay for it and all. But so the goal is that if we can team up and collaborate or work with a nonprofit organization, again, that has good values, morals, great credit, and is there really lifting people up, they can promote it on a nationwide basis. We can fulfill a job for someone that's in need, perhaps even an artist that maybe have gone through domestic violence, or we can get connected that way. They can be an independent contractor. We can get this done and ship it across the country. So it's sort of a triple whammy. It would help the nonprofit, would help create a job, and would help Lifestyle to Independence to continue expanding our mission.
Maybe you could just explain a little bit more about the tiles, because I know what they look like, and I don't know if the audience is like grasping the significance of the tiles.
We want it to be a symbol and a purpose. The Tile for Hope can be utilized as a tray for food or a plaque to show, because we get a little easel with it. And I do want to let you know that a Culinary Institute graduate from Texas has contacted me, and he thinks it's the most beautiful thing to put his desserts on it, as well as being able to help the story, you see. So there's a lot of artistry to go with it, and it's a lot to share the mission. But basically, Tony, on a small card that I started, and again, with collaboration and different ideas and synergizing, I have no problem of making some changes, but it's called Our message is the astonishing power of hope. And the story goes that the first home built in Newburgh, New York, was left with hundreds of tiles that would be a large expense to dispose of. So trying to come up with a solution, we decided to turn trash into cash. Our unwanted 1-foot tiles were converted into trays using all recycled materials and, of course, the heart logo, hence inspired our Tiles for Hope. So basically, when we're able to collaborate and we're able to help the nonprofits, they raise the money through, if it would be the internet, that would be the best thing to do. And then we work on paying someone to build the tile at a really good rate. You know, we want to be able to help them. You know, we're not talking $16 an hour or anything like that. So what we're really doing is we're helping to rebuild lives 1 foot at a time. And it's a 1 square foot tile.
I like that idea a lot. And I love the fact that it can be used as a tray or a plaque. Now, do people put a message on the tile besides your logo?
As I said, I'm very open to ideas. You know, we're still in the stage. I try to have it, you know, I'm working on it. Besides, I had a retreat with doing some things on the home.
Oh, okay.
Because it's difficult to find contractors and things like that. So I'm just starting with a really good meeting on Monday. And hopefully, you know, don't give up and continue going with it. So our logo out there, Every Purple Heart Has a Home. And it is, I guess you call it, embossed in metal. It has like a 40-year warranty on that. And that's put on the tile. And I'm open, but it's a process, you know, to manufacture something and do this. It's not that easy.
Yeah.
So now we actually, so things have evolved and changed. So we have done several. We've sold 11 or 12 of them. Doesn't seem like a lot, but again, I'm doing everything. And we're going to be focusing, hopefully shortly after I deal with the basement right now, we're going to be doing some distribution down there, hoping to start focusing on it and figuring out the marketing and advertising with it.
It sounds like you're doing a good job, Lisa. You know, and it sounds like it's challenging. I know for a fact it's challenging in general, but it sounds like because of what you're doing and you're doing a lot of different things for the same purpose, it seems, it must be challenging for you to keep things cohesive. I mean, I think it's amazing you got FedEx to agree to deliver them, to design your packaging for you. That, brava for that.
Yeah, what happened is, I believe it's in Kentucky, and they have a department where you would ship the item to them. They have to put it through a test. So someone helped me ship it, but it kept breaking, and you only get 3 chances. So I wrote them a little note, and you get someone that you connect with, and they were so touched by the story that they called me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the head of the engineering department, his last name was Edwards.
Oh, that's a coincidence. Or maybe it isn't a coincidence.
You know, he said, well, how many packages you send there? I was like, we're just starting any. And he's just like, well, you know, we really like the mission that you're doing and all the work that you're doing. So we're going to send you an application. And he and I worked on getting it down to him so that it wouldn't be destroyed in any way. Oh, my God, talk about bubble wrap and packaging.
I know, right? I can imagine.
And then he and I worked together, and you have whole documentation and photos and pictures and certification to warranty the product. You know, it goes through a lot. So I have all of that, and then I have exactly how it has to be packaged and everything else, and that's all framed. And hopefully we will have, you know, a place to be able to do the packaging and ship them out. And again, we pay for all the shipping and all, so the work is really done. And so we have to figure some things out logistically. We're going to hopefully synergize. I do have a person that has connected with me, and I don't like to get the cat out of the bag, but he was a CFO and a CEO of a nonprofit, and he said he thinks this is amazing.
It is amazing. I agree with him.
We can get the right marketing, and we can get the right message out there and doing the good deeds, you know, making this a symbol of rebuilding lives, and that, you know, the money is going to the right cause and the right people. And that's really important. You know, in order to create, Tony, economic independence, it has to be from the ground up. You see, a lot of the nonprofit work where the money goes for all the distribution first of what's going on and then goes to the people, when they don't have something as making a product, when you make a product, the person on the bottom has to be paid. So if the person on the bottom isn't paid, no one else is going to make any money. So really has to be that it's a product development. And that's what I believe. We have the book, the tile, the bookmarker. And so I wanted to create something that is tangible, that could create a job and bring in a decent income. So it takes more than one mindset and one brain to figure out the rest of this. But when people really say, we love the concept, we love the idea, now I'm just getting some other people involved to see how we bring this forward. And if there are nonprofits out there that believe in what we're doing and in line with our mission, which is a bit audacious, please call me. We would love to chat and talk with you and see how we can help each other.
I think that it's very, very, it's appropriate, but it's I think it's commendable that you're able to find a way to create product to, I guess the ultimate goal, I imagine, would be to fund your mission.
It would definitely help, you know, because I've put pretty much everything is out of my own pocket and everything that I've done. I mean, we are not a nonprofit because when you come for housing and you talk about supporting domestic violence in the state of New York, you would have to be a shelter system. And we are trying to go beyond that. So that's why I had to be a for-profit, and I call it a social entrepreneurial business.
Social entrepreneurial business.
Right.
Okay.
That's when you're actually tackling a social problem, and your company is to solve a problem. So, and when we say also, besides we're in the business of rebuilding lives, we say poverty or prosperity, it's very hard to say non-for-profit when you're trying to say prosperity.
I really feel that you will find many people that want to work with you on this project. So you mentioned three products. You mentioned the tile, you mentioned the bookmark, and one other thing.
Yes, the book that came out, Giving Women a Voice. And our book came out last, not too long ago, actually through the pandemic, I apologize. And I co-authored with 10 women, and it's from Malta, England, and the United States. And my story is the first story. It's called The Astonishing Power of Hope. So everything that I do, Tony, is to encourage women. I believe that hope is the first step towards healing. So if you can have hope, you can see there's going to be a better tomorrow, or you have that encouragement to go on, to not give up. And so the book is pretty difficult. I know several friends and several people have gotten a lot of calls. They made sure they had tissues nearby and they could read it all the way. You couldn't read it all at one time, but three or four of the women were still in the situation, and I can't believe it, but it was compiled by Donna Ann Pinks in England. And we met at a women's conference, but that's where we're talking about our stories. We do give hope. We do tell them some of the positive things that have happened. And I talk about that's why I chose to do this. And in October, Tony, used to see a lot of the domestic violence shelters would have their clotheslines up, and they would have a lot of the t-shirts, and it would show a lot of the pain and a lot of the difficulties and a lot of struggles. I really want to see the clotheslines with I got a car and I finished my education and I got a condo and I got a home and I lost 80 pounds. You know, those are the things that I want to see, and those are the things that we're creating.
I think that when you focus on those things, it makes people that are trapped in a situation feel it's possible to get out of that situation. You know, I think that's the way I see it, because I believe that if someone's in that situation, they might feel that there is no hope. It's hard to figure out a way to get out, right? I imagine.
Exactly. Yes, it is. It really is. And, you know, as I said, this is a start. I want it to start with me, but I don't want it to end with me. It's going to take a lot more to put things together, but I mean, just really proud of seeing the progress in the small period of time that the women have been here. And very happy, and it brings me joy, you know, it really does. And sometimes I, you know, I'm like, am I doing enough? Is, you know, have you really, you know, done enough or whatever? And I'm trying to just say, take a breath, do what you can do. And you know what? The right people come along.
The right people find you.
They do. And I just have to keep in faith and not in fear. If you look at my website and my like us on Facebook, that would be great. Lifestyle to Independence.
Lifestyle to Independence.
Lifestyles to Independence. You'll see me there with my dog, Skipper Doodle. He's everywhere.
Cute as hell.
He's huge. Oh, he's a huge part of this. The ladies, I call us girls because we're all young.
Yes.
He is a big asset to the home. They just love him. And if I'm going to go out, is he going to be here? Can we spend time with him? And it's just another thing to add, you know, unconditional love to the house.
Yeah. And I think having a pet in a home really makes the home. That's just my opinion. I think it's a beautiful thing. I think that what you're doing is absolutely outstanding. And there was one more thing I wanted to ask you about. I think of it and it goes right out of my head, but it'll come back. I think that the fact that you're doing the tiles, you're creating product, I think it's the product development aspect of this is interesting. And I don't know if it's been done before, but I think it's obvious that it's a good way to fund one's own charitable endeavor. I'm impressed. I'm thoroughly impressed, I have to tell you. And so your intent is to create
financial independence.
Financial independence, but safe havens.
Oh yeah, I say a transformational property or transformational, because when people come in, it's rental. And we're hoping when they go out, they may be homeowners. So to the point where that's where, you know, when you can live beneath your means, Tony, you have the ability to save. And I also teach the women finance 101. It's how to organize everything. It's a two courses. It's an hour each course. There's all written information that I send on to you, and it's action oriented. Going to start getting some more of those together. And I can do it right through Zoom. So I do that, but I also am hands-on with the ladies here. And their finances are their privacy. I just show them how to get your credit reports, stay on top of that, how to organize all your documents, how to micromanage everything at first, find out where you're spending your money, and give them a game plan where they have something to really start with. Because if you don't have your finances in order, you'll never be able to move on.
That's true. I have to say for sure. And I want to ask you something about Skipper Doodle. Do you travel? Does he travel with you? Does he travel with the group?
Yeah, he travels with me. We just had to bring my father down to Florida or have a little convoy with my dad and I. And then we went to a conference in Georgia with the John Maxwell team. Skipper was at a conference with about 800 people, and he absolutely loved it.
I know. Was he giving out autographs, pawgraphs?
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. He was wonderful. Yep. Really good. And everyone loved him. And he's just a... You know, he's there to meet and greet and love everyone.
Gotta love it.
Always so welcome. And you know what? This is it, Tony. I have a shoo-in of 100%, because if you don't like me, you're going to definitely like him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's usually, I said my dog was usually the barometer for people. And if she didn't like someone, she would never do anything. But if she would like walk away from someone, it gave me a clue that there's something wrong with that person. Dogs are so intuitive and so loving. And anyway, let's not get into that. I'll start getting teary-eyed about my own dog. But I think that, again, I think what you're doing is really, really fantastic. Now, so you'd like people to contact you by phone, but just give your exact website address again so the audience can hear it out of your mouth.
It is lifestyle2independence.com.
So it's a .com, lifestyle2independence.com. And that's how you can reach Lisa Edwards and also reach out to her. You know, if you know someone or if you have an issue, I mean, are you willing to take those calls? Do you do referrals? Because it's obvious not everybody's going to be eligible for every single residence.
Right. So this is women that have gone through, they're separated from the situation. They've been able to start to rebuild their lives. They've gone a little bit past the trauma. They've gotten help. They continue getting help. And they need affordable housing and to rebuild their lives, because if you don't have the three basic necessities in life, Tony, you're going to remain in survival mode. And this gets the ladies out of survival mode. So we So we do have room for one more gal, and definitely give me a call. I do have a process where there's a application. We have a 5-page application, and we meet, we communicate. She would meet with the other ladies, and it has to be a good fit, and they have to really have the desire to want to rebuild their lives.
Right, and I guess you have a system to make sure that you vet people properly. And if they're not eligible, are you able to refer them to somewhere that's more appropriate for them?
Well, yeah, like I said, affordable housing is challenging.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so the only other thing that they can also do is try to find a roommate type of thing, because here it's very difficult. I mean, there's only so much at one time that I can do. but the hard part is people in crisis, I can't help. And that's difficult. And you wonder, you know, and getting the message out is really important, Tony, because there are a lot of people that might be sleeping on their family's couches that have started to get their life back together. They are working, they are doing this. And this is just another step up of independence for them to rebuild that. So, you know, as I said, without the three basic necessities in life, okay, you will always remain in survival mode, and you will never be able to really have the dream or accomplish the things you need to do and get out of that stressful mode.
So you want to go from survivor to thriver. That's my thing. I say I consider myself a thriver. Survival's okay, but thriving. And I think that's a thing that you're actually helping people to get to that point. It's a wonderful thing. You know, I'm trying not to think out loud because I'm thinking about people that would benefit from speaking with you.
Thank you. Yeah. And you know, I guess when you're sole proprietor now, as going through everything that we have, now you have to be a marketing genius, and you have to be this and you have to be that. And don't have all of those things. And there's a collaboration where someone else wants to get involved that does have more of that. It is in the art industry. I'm open to a conversation, absolutely.
I think that would be a really good thing. And I find that when people get together and really have an intention in mind about what they want to accomplish, that miracles will happen. I do believe in miracles, absolutely.
Thank you. And I do too, because it's a miracle it's gotten this far.
No, I think you're doing such a good job. So what do you aspire to as your next step going forward? I mean, where would you like to see Lifestyle to Independence in a year?
I'd like to see a real collaboration, perhaps with a few nonprofit organizations that want to use the Tiles for Hope to push their initiative forward, and that we can actually create a job or two for a woman in need, be it artistry or domestic violence or dealt with both, and get that launched and get that going. And, you know, I would love to collaborate. You know, you're either going to spend 80% of your time with the people you're going to help and 20% for yourself, or you're going to spend 80% of your time with the people that can help you and 20% of the time with the people you can help. Now, being in the home, I am the 80% helping and 20% receiving help. And John Maxwell says, when you're the dumbest person in the room, you got a lot to learn and you got a lot of people to learn from. Well, I'd also love that collaboration, because I feel at times, Tony, I've taken this to a certain level that I can. But because you have to do everything, and life has changed with these independent company as one of the hardest things, right, at this point in time. So to collaborate with others that can actually help lift this up and lift themselves up, I am open to.
Well, I think this is wonderful. I wish we could talk more, and we will talk again. I'd love to have you on the show again going forward, just to talk about this subject. I think it's something that for some people is very uncomfortable to talk about, but I think it's something that people need to be aware of. And I think what you're doing is really great, to come out and just talk about it and offer yourself. So thank you so much, Lisa, for coming on and doing that. And I'll make sure, I'm going to do a shout out to every arts council that's listening to this particular show to contact you to work with you on the tiles.
Well, thank you, Tony. And yeah.
Most arts alliances and arts councils are not for profits. And I think that I just from here, from this microphone to the world, I'm just giving a shout out to them to contact you at Lifestyle to Independence so you could help victims of domestic violence in a very productive way, a very productive and empowering way. And so thank you, Lisa Edwards. You're the best.
You're welcome.
Yes, you're a groovy girl.
Thank you, Tony. So yeah, so LTI Company and our products are what we're going to be looking for awareness and expand. And thank you again so much, Tony.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And thanks for coming on. And I'll say goodnight to the audience. Thank you for listening to the Energy Stoners Cafe. And, you know, if you're listening to this, you know, have your friends listen to it. Share it with other people to listen to this particular interview, because a lot of people are going through things they don't even tell you about. And then you find out about it later. And we want to make sure that you don't find out about it too late. Okay. Goodbye. Talk to you next time, everybody. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Energy Stoners Cafe.